I still want some. And this is what we if someone did not share the testimony of the what brethren are sharing, when a work, God does a work and men hide it, there are ministries that will never rise because of the work of God. By her sharing, which she got from another person who shared, which was just even the fact that somebody pulled out the granite and started counting because he wondered. Because many of us take the works of God for granted, and by taking the works of God for granted, we block God. The church in Kampala here has been mightily blessed. Brethren have been mightily blessed financially. Mightily blessed and blessed and blessed. Your testimony provoked the heart of a person to examine his own heart and soon discover that he who thought the person was thinking that God is doing nothing in his life. Something so simple like picking maize and start counting in order to know that God is at work. Another person picks his own maize, takes it, roasts it, eats. I would never care whether God is at work or not. For somebody even caring to go to the pop, she was talking about 150 pounds. When Nicholas came to correct him, he said he went back, if you know what Coco is, and counted it was 180. An elderly man going to one distance and said, let me count again to see. The workings of God, we block the hands of God. When we hide our brethren, God does not come such dream spectacular thing. It is in the day-to-day basic things of life that we see the hands of God. The basic things of life. I don't know how many of us have ever woken up to meditate and look for a pain, then you don't have a pain. A pain costs 500 sheep. And suddenly, you remember that someone gave you a gift and went and opened an envelope, 500 sheep. And because of that, a pain that costs 500 sheep, you don't only encounter God, you recognize what God is saying that begins to affect generations now. If you are waiting for the day that God will give you a plan before you know that God is at work in your life. We hide so many things, and by hiding so many things, we block so many things. We have hidden so much. Just when you are about to have your last meal, another one comes. That's not the work of God. To you, it is the devil, or it was you, your own ability. By hiding what God is doing, from the one, because the Bible says, they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. Testimony are powerful tools to unblock what God has started to do. When God starts doing a thing, he has given you a seed to multiply in order that the abundance may come. Many of us are always waiting for a day that billion will come into our hands before we say, Lord, thank you. Many of us are always waiting to the day we fall down, about to die, then we are healed. Before we say, Lord, thank you. But not many of us can testify of the fact that for the last 10 years, I don't know how drug tests, I don't know how antipandemic tests, I sleep all the time with mosquito all over me, but I've never fallen sick. When God is at work, testimony is in abundance. When people have lost God, they become ungrateful. They don't say, this is what happened. The other day, when I was just imagining how I would reach town, even though I had the money, I was so tired, standing on the way, somebody stopped and picked me. To me, that's not a miracle. Why does God see our needs and yet we don't see His workings? Spiritual men are men with eyes that are open to see the hands of God everywhere in their lives. Not many of you have ever thanked God by the fact that you found yourself in a ministry like this. Not many of you have ever thanked God by the fact that you had someone who even cared to ask that name. Why were you not in church last week? That there can be people who even care to ask, why didn't you come? Are you fine? We are waiting for what we may never have because we don't see what we have. We are waiting for what may never happen because we have not used what has happened to unblock what should happen.
When I saw what's born, Sam baby born, 10 a bit around. You just said,
I could just see, I was born. A tiny boy came around. Maybe we gave him some 500 shillings. He started to pancake. He just boom and down on back and just moved. And it's when he stood up to and said, God is producing wonders. If you are to meet him on the road, you want to say, sir, he's going to have to go here, sir. I do not call you, sir. God don't touch it. I've seen tiny boys that have risen here. He's a graduate. Why don't we see when God lifts people out of the mouth, sets their feet upon the rock and put a sword in their mouth? Why don't they see it for the Lord?
When I was meditating this morning,
the Lord was just telling me, look at the men, the people I've raised. I have not really even knew when he was fasting. When they start, I have not really knew she was fasting. Huh? She's over 20, they are feeding her 21 days. And she's just there, right? Why is it that we don't see what God is doing? We will cry out, God do it, God do it, God do it. When men become prophet of Baal, they don't see the hand of God in their lives. It was becoming a dish financially dry around me. So I was wondering what to wear. Then I asked Anna, should I wear this? She shouted, yeah! I said, good, so let's go and iron it now. I said, are you free? He said, no, I can do it for way off. I'm part of the choir. She went and I went. When I came to get to wear. And the reality is that I was already calculating what Anna would need to be doing because I don't have any budget. So by ironing the father's teeth, she has gotten her budget met. She was not even, I was wondering, how do you take iron and then you are pressing on money? This is 110,000, you don't even. Do you just keep 110,000 in existing that has said, let me wash this? So, when Anna will bring her budget, the meat is in the wash in the morning. Let us begin to see the hands of God. I am seeing a lot of the hands of God in my life. I'm seeing the hands of God in my life. I'm seeing the hand of God. I see the walk. I can tell you about our walk in the nation at the next 20 years. I have to refine spirit. But I begin to tell you about when certain people will fit into our walk years to come. These are some of the things that are happening right now. The Lord is at work. We shouldn't be ungrateful people. Some of us thank God again. Some of us thank God later. Or come here and tell God. God is at work, okay. God is at work. God is just at work. God is just at work.
When you are strategizing breakthrough,
you should be asking, you contain the breakthrough in what? Amen? You will put it where? How will you handle it? Example, if we are looking forward to the next 10,000 people joining this church, so, number one, who are the people who handle it? As a leader, that is what you occupy me now. Number two, what structure? They will come up in where?
When I was told that I saw how we need to pray for a piece of land in Kampala because we don't have a meeting place in Kampala. This is the house church.
Amen?
Amen. It may not be long before one person's giving. That pastor will give it. Amen. 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 I think about 1 million and see what will happen there. Some people don't even know us. 1 million, that house is too small. 1 million. I am afraid that there is an enlargement of hearts. Part of what we may need to do with something we have, we need to take you to a bank and enter with you where they keep money. I will beg, we will tell them that the security men use money, nobody will touch it. They will just see. You move among money and then come back. Change. And that's what God needs to do. God will take people outside. And he has a pilgrim. I don't know whether he has a pilgrim here where he starts saying, he helped follow to get me some sours. In the next 1 month, I have 5 things that I want to deliver. I am strategizing that by the end of the year, next year, the next 2 years, I will be having not less than 3,000 of them. I bet you, he was 1 million.
Lean on your tunic. I don't know how to make this small. At all. I don't know how to make this small. I have 20 of them that I sent to the north with 2 men. All the 20 of them are going to get pregnant in 1 day. I will get them to get pregnant in 1 day. I know how to do it. Huh? And if all the 20 of them deliver in 1 day, in 1 day I'm going to have at least 300 piglets. And it will take me 8 months. For out of the 300, if I have 1/10 of them that are male, because male are always few, 200 pigs will be pregnant in 1 day. And when they all deliver in 1 day, it will be 200 times 15. How many of them are those? Brother, I have just taken it only 2 years. And then you multiply the 3,000. Because we bought some at 100,000, 150, 200,000. I want to multiply 200,000 by 3,000. That is 6 billion. That would be year 3. And I will get some of you as managers. And I will get some of you to be counting my money. And I will get some of you to go and bank it. Then I will get some of you. No, Brendan, I want us to be liberated. Then just look at this law. So that if I were to pay a tithe of them, I would pay even just a tithe. I would bring you 300 pigs at once as the tithe in a year. You multiply it by 200,000. That is 300 times 200,000. And then you put a tiny basket. I will come and look at it and go my money. It would fall down now. Now, have you ever heard what I said? I want to project it to the next 5 years. Because I am targeting that in the next 1 month, 5 of them will take it back, and then I will meet them after 1.5 months. Then they get prepared again. And in 3 months, 3 weeks, 3 days, they get delivered again. Then I have 1.5 months, win them. Then I push so that in 2 years, each piece delivers 5 times. 5 times 15 is 75. Because wealth is here and not there. Little government said, no. Open the heart of the brethren here so that we plug into the God. Open the heart of the brethren that we plug into the big God. Let's pray together. Hallelujah. We're going to talk about miraculous transformation for fruitfulness. Miraculous transformation for fruitfulness. Part of what, when we follow the ministry assistant retreat, Raquel said that leadership in verse 3 will be by wealth. There will be the wealth of many to make that we have. There will be the wealth of our God content. There will be material wealth. And the reality is that your leadership cannot be bigger than the wealth you have. Because a thousand people will come and you may need to give them.
You know what salary is going to be paid out of it. When our brother began to share that this happened, this happened, this happened, we are talking about the hand of God. But a moment comes in someone's life when you must first of all be promoted to level of. If somebody comes and starts saying, come and write this project for me, and I will give you 75,000 about it, you will not be thinking about it. There is a promotion in the way you start thinking. There's a promotion even in the way you see yourself. I sat down, it happened yesterday, as I was praying on one yesterday. I was thinking about these young ones. The Jacob, I mentioned the Jacob, the Ivan, the Jovan, the Jesus. I'm just talking about this. I don't see Jacob aggressively giving to God, and I don't also see Jacob aggressively making money. So he's aggressively making what? There is an inner promotion that brings a man to a position that he sees himself as a steady man, a big man, a man that there's a level that he's no longer to. He has been promoted to another level. We must be promoted to another level. There's a miracle that must take place in our midst and make us to think differently. There's a smallness that many of our people are bound to. When you talk about African projects, I visited a farm in Belgium that has 500,000 layers. 500,000 layers. We work in that farm. It has an automated system, and our duty was just packing the train. The conveyor belt, gather the eggs that are in there, and then fill them. Then we're just packing the train. And we're constantly stopping because the egg was coming faster, and it is something that they are packing like that 24 hours. They come and see. I come and tell them, I have my whole, how many of them? 3.5 chicken. And I give myself full time to it. And then when they invite a meeting of poultry farmers, then you travel to Belgium, and then they ask you to come and present your project. Then you will go forward. There's something that after you have seen, you can never be the same. Therefore, I cannot start a poultry farm in 1,000. It's a shame. When I see them, his agri-trained. And you don't see the wealth in the nation. A miracle is needed. I'm not even talking about so that you are more spiritual, you can pray more, you can preach. I'm even talking about for your own survival to be able to tell your classmates, we complete on the same day, you come and work for my farm. And I will pay you 3 times as well. Because there's a miracle, there's a divine hand, the hand of God is upon my life, and my project is going faster than yours. There needs to be the epitome of the presence of God upon your life. That makes you to say, I was a clean man. Then, God so blessed my cleaning business that I am now employing cleaners. There's nothing wrong with being clean. Nothing wrong. At one time, because all of the brethren coming to our home, sleeping in the home, the place became infested with bed bugs. And brethren came shouting to me. I knew all of them to provide a solution. And one day, they just call, I check on the internet and watch somebody. When he came, we even thought that it's a con man.
If Moses was not behaving,
the product, he told us, he told me, no, this is not a number, it is my fabrication. I wanted to go to see the fabrication. He told me it is not poisonous, it's organic. It was his concoction, you could see it. And he came with his boy. And while he was here, they were calling me in another place. He just prayed. He told me, I give you a guarantee of 1 year. But don't call me for 3 weeks. If after 3 weeks you see anything alive, I will come and repeat it. I don't miss it because I did not get a man's money to start advertising him. Brethren, there is no one distinct anywhere in our home. Do you think that I will not be calling people? Anybody tells me that, hey, I saw a very good man who is a big man. There's someone who can't do it. He said it is my product, my concoction. Moses, did you believe that one? Because Moses even came and told me that when I am sure. When I did, I am sure. Why are we not being in the inside? Why don't we deliver ourselves from our background? Why don't we deliver ourselves from what our parents were? Why don't we become people who have even delivered ourselves from the mentality of a begging nation? Why are we not innovators? I went to another poultry farm. It was someone, the young man was around 20, 22, 23. He was married. He had 210,000 broilers. And he had only two workers, himself and the wife. With his walkie-talkie. When he's in cow, if temperature drops, it wants him. If he is having problem fluid, he is told. Something is sharp. The water flow when it's needed, feed flow when it's. When the liter needs to be replaced, he just moves, another one drops down. You come and see somebody with 150N. The whole day he said, I'm walking in my poultry farm, carrying things and carrying things and carrying things. When men become big in the inside, they think well with their mind. And brethren, we cannot afford to begin to go the way we are going because the vision that God has given to us is too big. That's actually the first miracle of transformation that I want. Particularly the young men, you and the youth should have. To think big. So that one of you will come and tell us, I'm not my tithes. But I'm sorry. I can't bring it now. I couldn't carry it. It's in the number. Let me just get just a number. We can only transfer it. It's 100 million. When you ask, how did you get it? We say, well, I have a contract. It was a video. You think it's impossible?
Shall the children of God to continue to be beggars forever? Shall the children of God continue to have distorted mentality, distorted thinking, small minds? Someone will need to stand you up. Someone will need to tell you that you are bigger than what you think. Someone will need to tell you that the Almighty God has deposited himself within you. And the Almighty God doesn't need you as a people. Someone will need to tell you that it is God who works in us both to will and to do of his good pleasure. It's God working in us. But Jacob actually told the brethren, when people were giving all these testimonies, he said, every year in the headquarters here, messers have come, even from the project, we have distributed them. He said, I will not give bread to everybody this year. He said, even when people just crash, and rain has prolonged, somebody just crashed and threw things, all over, it starts raining. And then you, the brochure says, if somebody remains hungry and is poor in the days of abundance, it may mean that it is God's will that he should die. That it may actually be God's will that you should remain poor. If anybody can come to help you, he may even be fighting the will of God. Because you eat and throw it. Some of you saw the pop I used to have here. Who knew it? Who remember the sugar cane? Just here, right? It's just yesterday when I was still looking at the technical report before this building. Rented. Pop. And one time I went to Chukwu and counted because I had 110 cocoa trees. I counted on one of them and there were around 150 pawpaw on one. I used to go with the juju and come back piles. Unfortunately, I didn't have somebody who could even help me marketing, so I was just fine. At the end, I left the whole farm, the juju. So when I come and see somebody inside, I don't know why you have this. If they don't have the love to come to you, they will just fall down and they're not. It becomes the farm for everyone. Transformed to think big. Transformed to see and say that you are big. Transformed to know that God did not create you to remain where you are. I was saying that I don't see it forcing. He's not forcing to excel spiritually, and then he's not forcing to improve financially. He's not forcing even to make a name for himself. Then there is something, it's an internal paralysis. Okay, if a man is not there, let me ask prayer. A man is not there where people are fasting. A man is not there where people are way out of ministry. People are way out of plant churches, etc. You should say, I am there where people are making money. You will talk money. And when you are going with the money, when you open like this, you say, you just see, money. This is money. This is called money. I don't think that there are people here who have ever touched 10 million. There are many people who have ever touched 10 million. So that somebody can even deceive them 1 million and say, this 1 million, you tell me, I buy this step house. Say, 1 million, shake it. My cry is for your generation. I am crying that we will give you people a name. One of the young men, I believe he's going to be one of the first person who will get the 70th prize if he puts his of academic excellence is Michael Lassa, which is the best. But Peter, he has read his Bible this year. It's for the 10th time. He has planted a number of house churches. If you see the needs of people he has led to the Lord, then he sees GPA. It's 4.51 is in the Bible here. He just needs a push. Last year, there was a first class. Somebody came up first class, but we don't even present him to the examiner because his commitment to the church, that's why he's not even there now. His commitment to the church was because his heart was out after one of the sisters. And when that sister got in the church, he disappeared. Now he's not the one who knows. So don't start saying, maybe Jacob, maybe this, maybe this. So, hallelujah. To become big, you must see the big God, and you must see the big vision. That was not the part of what I wanted to share. But I feel that something was happening in our midst. I wanted to use this project and speak to these people. And I'm going to do it for 5 years. I'm going to do it for 5 years. And just tell show people that gold can be harvested on a tree. Gold is not weighed down. Gold is in our hearts. Gold is in our mind. Can two people pray, oh God, that a miracle of expansion will take place to begin to see God the way God is? To begin to see God the way God is. Who is God? And who are we in our relationship with God? I am the child of the Most High God, the King of Kings, the Most Exalted One. If God cannot express His glory through me, then how will His praise spread throughout the earth? So I will start praying to ongoing non-believers, go to compromise our relationship with God, to beg them to give us jobs, and then they start telling you, you must work on Sunday, and you say, I will not work, then we will dismiss you. Then you say, please, okay, I will come. How are some people to pray? Faithful. It is a renewal in the inside, so that we need to see God for who He is. He is big. And if He is big, and I'm related to Him, He will make me big.
Can you do a prayer?
Let me, O God, let you visit me, O God. But I pray for a breakthrough on my inside, that I'll be delivered from smallness, O God. I pray that I'll not be terrified by big things, O God. But I pray that there'll be a breakthrough on my inside, O God. That I'll be able to see big, O God. Embrace big things, O God. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Vast numbers, vast sums, O God. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I break loose from a spirit of smallness. And I pray in the name of Jesus Christ that you deliver us from smallness, O God. The capacity to be so happy and contented with so little, O God. We pray for the revelation of your greatness in us, O God. And that the spirit of unbelief will be broken in our midst. The spirit of doubt will be broken in our midst. Smallness will be broken in our midst. We pray that we see profiles emerging, O God, in the knowledge of God. Profiles emerging in academics. Profiles emerging in professions. Financially, O God. Deliver from smallness, O God. Deliver. Amen.
If we are not delivered inside from smallness, you will not know delivered from sin. The tiny demon of masturbation is jumping in the air, then you start saying, hey, I'm bound. Hey, I'm always masturbating, always masturbating, always masturbating, always masturbating. When you don't see that the one who defeated the devil is in you, and then you know that masturbation is a demon, tiny thing, like a fly. Then the devil just take out. It is gone. I have masturbation. So all the time if you watch someone to pray, say, I have a problem.
The person already knows that. The person is saying it's out again.
Tiny thing. Because you don't know the big God who dwells in you. You don't know the one who dwells in you. The bigness of your God determines how big you will become. And God is big, he is big, he is big, and it's always big. It is only you who will discover that he is big, and you believe that he is big, and you set out. It's not by education that makes you rich. It's not by education that promotes you. It is not even a background. It is the fact that you are plugged into another person, and his name is God. Sin has a paralyzing effect. One of the things that happened with the sin of Adam was the fact that it drove man out of paradise. There's paradise about thinking when you see the whole world as yours. Sin has a paralyzing effect. So the sons of Adam always thinking of themselves, tiny, so small. Many people will be shocked. Invite them for a job interview and ask them, what will your salary be? They will never start with G, they start with H. So if the G is 10,000, hundreds, the word M will never come out of your mouth. They don't know where they say, I want 50 million. Someone will say, hey, so this person is a man of money. They may start with 3 from the 5. They always think that if I say 400,000, they will say, think I'm cheap. They will employ me very fast. But that's not that I say 400,000. The only thing is that you don't even know that I will work anything. In some company, they don't employ the 100 level. Jesus, so you are not qualified, even by what you are asking. Before the telephone allowance is 500,000, but your salary is asking for 400,000, except for you can go. Not here. Because you are too slow in my insight. That was one of those who prayed on the 19th of December, he's getting married. My first announcement. Okay, stand up, let's see. So I officially announce your marriage. He's going to get married to Patricia, not Aliyeva. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I thought that I would get her to come. So I announced together. But after a time, I thought it was not worthwhile. We all know her. And she is also a leader, a pastor, which are preaching them now. She should not travel somewhere to come. So I say, both of you come forward. They have come forward already.
Amen.
And we get married on December the 19th, this year. I think that is one of the goals we are saying that his presence will be all accomplished by the end of the year. May God help you people to accomplish it. Please stand with them and help them to get married so that together one shall chase a thousand, two shall chase 10,000. I've announced a marriage. Go ahead and get married. So you tell your new wife that was announced. I will do the same when I go to Minister Chamo, which is the pastor in Chamo. You need to announce the church also.
There are miracles that brings a man to a transformed state in order that he begin to produce fruits. When God wants to begin to produce a man, he transforms the man. Fruitfulness is always preceded by an inner transformation. The Bible says, by their fruits you will know them. You cannot be fruitful without being first of all transformed. Any of you have been hearing me leading prayer? I am burdened for one thing. Example, Paul Stanley. How long have you been saved, Levi? Huh? 25 years. Paul is one of the story of our ministry. Paul, who are the spiritual children in this church? Huh? I am just listening to demonstrate, right? Sit down. Jacob, how long have you been here? Stand. Tell us. How long? In the ministry?
3 years.
Huh?
3 years.
3 years. Who are your spiritual children? Any? No? Does it disturb you? Are you disturbed? Should I go? Okay, whose heart is beating that I'm ignoring you? Just be frank. Put it up where your heart started beating. Sam? And he's one of those who has disturbed me. Okay, I see. How long have you been here?
26. This young boy.
Yeah? 18 years. I saw when I came to that, I was out of the world. 10 years. What was 10 years? And you were? 9. You are older than how I came to Uganda as a missionary. And by the time I came to Uganda as a missionary, I had teams already. One of you, if you want it, you can. I will show you my spiritual children on the internet who are pastors now. So I am disturbed. I am asking, what is wrong with my life? That 25, somebody can be near 25 years, 18 years, 3 years, and after 3 years, Peter was ready for Jesus to hand over leadership to him. What is disturbing me, brethren, is the fact that there are people who have been around, so that even as I'm speaking, I am not speaking as an insult. I am speaking that we must find a solution, and it is that solution that I'm seeking for. And I've been crying to God, and I believe that God started showing me the solution. Or, not even the solution, what the problem is. And that's why more and more I'm leading people to pray in English. There's no doubt that a person like Jane is committed. She's committed. abundant food for her. And I'm asking, oh God, what is giving that?
So when you hear me bringing some of this in, it is a fruit of tears before God.
My brother Eric went to Zimbabwe as a missionary when he was 7 years in the Lord. He has about 600 churches now, and they have penetrated to send missionaries to, I think, 400 nations. The problem is an internal inner immaturity. An inner immaturity. There can be no fruit without maturity. And the maturity is not external, it's the internal. And I began to confront that a number of things that make us mature is the thing that a number of brethren are running away from. What led to our maturity? What led to our maturity? That we, after a few years in the Lord,
the first minister assistant retreat, there were just about 30 of us. We were telling, what were we doing now? We were innocent only. Look at this meeting. The few of us that were there, the key people around were children born. And he told me, in this meeting there were three people. You, I am a disciple. From Bufa, I am a disciple. He told me, did you see the number of your disciples that were here? And brethren, it was not after 10 years in the law that I had them. What shapes us was sacrifice. What shapes us was a commitment to pay a price. What shapes us was the embracing of the cross. What shapes us was the fact that there was a willingness to sacrifice it, sell this and give. Give this more and more, more and more, more and more, more and more, more and more. Before we knew anything about fasting, when I was told that I was going to be one of the leaders in the campus, nobody had ever told me about fasting. I took a 3-day fast. When I was asked in a fellowship, that was 1988, I was 3 years old in the Lord, that I was meant to share, to minister. It was a fellowship that we were going to be professors, our lecturers, and they were going to be students. And I was just over 3 years old in the Lord. I want to share Christian conduct and not to do every day. I remember the message. I decided that in order to share the message,
I was going to read through the New Testament from Matthew to Revelation and get the message. By even just getting, what does the Bible say about Christian conduct? I read through the New Testament. To get a message that will last 1 hour. There was a passion to pay a price. A passion to pay a price. Trouble in the inside to make an impact. God does not. give a ministry to a person without shaping the person in the inside, and the shaping of a man in the inside is what transformation is all about. Ministry is not given because of your ability. Your talent does not give you a ministry. Your capacity to sing does not give you a ministry. Your capacity to preach, to talk well, does not give you a ministry. Ministry is given to a man that God has changed in the inside. God changes a man and gives that man a work to do for him. You are Simon, or you become Peter. And upon this rock, I will build my church. The rock of character, the rock of the right confession. When the liar Jacob, the deceiver Jacob, was transformed because he wrestled with God and said, I will not let you go, but you change me. When he was changed, God gave him a ministry, and that ministry was the birth of a new nation called Israel. A fruit is the work of maturity. And this maturity is produced by the inner molding of a man by God. God moved the man in the inside. And God does it through the walking of the cross. There is an inner molding by God through the walking of the cross, through taking you through suffering, through pain, through trial, through denial, through rejection, through hardship. God takes you through all this to produce a man out of you. And when God gets that man, God gives the man a ministry. And when God gets that man, God begins to produce fruit through that man. There is a transformation that God gives through the pruning of a man. I'll mention maybe later on again about the cross. Let God be to pruning in order that a man may produce fruit. God prunes a man. John chapter 15. Then I can start our reading for us from verse 1. John chapter 15, 1 to 8, rapidly. It's not getting another
person. Yes, not the truth. I am a true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing.
Let's stop there. Have long time. I am the vine. That's what Jesus said. And my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit. So what does God do with branches that bear no fruit? What does God do with branches that bear no fruit? And that is why, brethren, after a time, you find some people are in the church, but they are just troublemakers. Because they have been cut off. Scripture will not be broken. We labor to produce fruit in order that God will not cut us off. Are we together? We labor to produce fruit in order that God may not cut us off. Some people once, they were lively in the church. But that when you just look, you start asking, is it the same person I knew? Because he did not labor to produce fruit, but cut him off. He is there for dead.
I'm not talking about the cutting off. What I want to talk about is the pruning.
But he says, when every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful. What does God do with the branch that bears fruit? What does God do with the branch that bears fruit? Why does he prune? When you have started bearing fruit, God will reward you by pruning you. Part of the secret of abundant fruitfulness is that when you start bearing fruit, God takes over to prune you. God takes over to prune you.
Sam and Jonathan, one of you,
what does it mean in a Greek term to prune? And pray and open your hearts, because this is the reason why some people started by being fruitful and after a time, no more fruit. The pruning process, they did not cooperate with God to prune. Yes, what does it mean to prune?
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
To prune means to cut off excess branches or to cut off certain parts so that a plant may bear more fruit. I'll give an example like a tomato. There is a moment a tomato, if it is not pruned for it, you know that it just keeps on growing, and when it is pruned, that's when it will start to grow. But we cut off excess branches, four more branches, to allow more room for fruiting and cut off anything.
So pruning is cutting off branches, excess branches, overgrown branches, branches that will make the place crowded. So that light, sunshine does not enter. And the pruning is done by God. When excesses begin to come in, barrenness will set in. Pruning is cutting away dead or overgrown branches or stems in order to encourage growth, in order to encourage fruitfulness. It is reducing in order that the few that remains may produce big fruit. Pruning is clipping, cropping, cutting back, weeding. That normally happens to overgrown. Some people, certain branches in their lives have overgrown and they have not been cut. Many things have come in. The secret of continuous fruitfulness is that when certain things begin to come in, they must be cut. When some branches come in, they must be cut.
And the pruning process is a painful process.
We don't admire branches. Spiritual pruning enhances spiritual growth by removing whatever inhibits your usefulness. It is removing certain parts. It is forsaking certain ministries. It is cutting off certain relationships. I see many of you are all over the place, and I can only know that if you continue like that, you will be banned. No one ever did an impact without being narrow-minded. you are informing too many things. Friend of everybody, available to everybody, and available everywhere, and at last, your spiritual income will be zero. You need to be true. There are excesses, not cut off. Some of you, your possession have multiplied, and it is your success that is hindering you. Some of you can no longer run the race the way you ought to. You used to run it because you have so many things now. There is a pruning by God in order that the man of God may become more fruitful and the fruit bigger and bigger and bigger fruits. I'm sharing a weight, and I'm sharing to answer a question that I've been asking God, and for months now, I am troubled by the life of many people. Why, oh God? For many people, their failure is because of their success. Pruning is the reducing of the size in order to maintain vigor. Some of you have too many that you don't need. Some of you have too many that you don't need. It is reducing the size to improve the quality. In order to strengthen what remains. God brings a man to size by cutting off certain things in your life so that you become a man of impact. It is the success of many people that have finally led to their barrenness. When you had no job, you had time for God. When you didn't have enough money, you could not go for certain invitation. Therefore, you went to pray. When you do not have a means of transport, I thank God for the leading means of transport. They are bicycle. Thank God for Emma with bicycle. Oh, congratulations, Jacob is out. Ivan has a bicycle, his helicopter. Jonathan is almost there. So the other guy is even becoming hot. I have three motorcycles yesterday. I sent one to Usia. That's how Bishop Pastor is. I said, oh, please come and take a motorcycle. I'll send two to you. Because the pastor will put on the right to me. We have grown in means of reducing the impact. We have grown in means but reducing the impact. I left one young man, Godfrey. He used to be a bicycle boy here. I had a car. Sometimes I would climb, I would pay the 200 or the 500, and someone would carry my bicycle down. One day he carried me as he was climbing it. I was preaching, climbing. He was riding, I was preaching, riding, I was preaching, riding, I was preaching. By the time we reached here, he was ready to be released. We pushed him to his bicycle and came here and led him to the Lord. Some of you knew he visited with Dan. Later on, he brought his brother Dan. He's a head teacher somewhere now. He's still serving the Lord. And he's an assistant pastor in one church. For some people, their usefulness is because they no longer have contact with anybody. When they used to be in the taxi, you will preach to this person on this side, preach to this person on this side. A man like Peter now leave his house. He's rushing for every morning. So to meet him, he preaches, he has a meeting, there are many things he has to do. Sometimes you have to be there, a rushing home, and after a time you have to come down from the body. Not intentional, but because his program has overwhelmed him. How will you lead people to know about the contact? And God, what have been putting on my heart? I will share with them. That you, because we have a number of people around, I have a number of contacts here, you, Emma, and some of your friends. We don't have any meeting today. Look at which room is around us here, so that if you start seeking them, so people can get their home and come. Is there any home? There's no home. That you or Emma, a lunch hour with your friend, every Wednesday, we have our lunch hour fellowship, and you can't, let's go to the church and pray, and by the time people come here, you gather your friend, the blue collar people here, that you begin to bring them around, your ministry has started. True or false? Because you maintain the whole day, and very soon you say, this one, someone who is watching the car, you say, just 30 minutes. The same thing for Marcus. You go to work the whole day. By the end of the day, you will be so exhausted. If you adopt it that at your place of work on this day, on Thursday, 12 to 1, 12:30 to 1 o'clock is a time of fellowship. Everything stops. And we enter into our room and we have our fellowship. You have planted a church and a garage. Two of us. People think that a house church is when there is a house somewhere. When I even think about it, people should have a house church and a solar nation. Who has ever read that some of you who have traveled to Kumeh from Botswana been carried? There are Muslims, those who are driving those buses. There are certain places in the rich you can crumble them, pack the bus and go into your bus and pray, and you people are outside crumbling for 30 minutes. After they finish, they come and enter and start driving you. Who has experienced that? I have experienced it a number of times, and you are going to look at these songs of the born woman. They are stopping and then they are there for you. And you are watching. You are waiting for them to come. That they are finished. Some of you do not have the means to have a house church in the house. But you have a means to have a house church in a place of work. And you'll be surprised. That will be the most powerful house church that will be faster. And sometimes some of you are clients, they will know at this particular time, go to that office. But this is your ministry I'm giving to you. You are Emma. I will be number 3 person in our ministry, so that we begin to have a lot of fellowship. Our place brethren here has become, that's a shopping complex. This is a shopping complex, right? That's a shopping complex. People are hiring places in town to have a lot of fellowship. Do we need to hire any place here? You just bring your people and you set it that we have our fellowship on this day, and then you begin to gather them. You will hit rather than after you have been surprised. It's because of the abundance they are swimming in now. That the fact has come in. Thorns have come in and they have choked the world and they have choked the spiritual life, so that the spiritual life is now unfruitful. Let's all open to Leviticus chapter 3. Leviticus chapter 3. I want to share with us, brethren, and I pray that the Holy Spirit will write this message on your heart. Without pruning, there will not be fruitfulness. And pruning means cutting off excesses. Cutting off excesses.
man has reached a point that it is the basic need of his life has been met. The excess that are coming into his hand are not for his life, they are for his ministry. Get it very well. When you have reached the point that the basic need of your life, the basic need of clothing, the basic need of housing, the basic need of feeding, what you take of yourself to feed yourself with have been met, the excesses that are coming to your life is more fat. They are not meant for you, they are meant for the ministry. Are we together? When you can eat, you can dress. When you find yourself that you have a way to put your head, the extra that is coming in is not meant again to be invested in your body, it is meant to be invested in your service for God.
Can somebody read Leviticus chapter 3? Moses, are you there? Verse 17.
And it reads, this is a lasting ordinance for the generations to come. Wherever you live, you must not eat any fat or any blood.
Read verse 16 and 17.
The priest shall burn them on the altar as food. An offering made by fire, a pleasing aroma. All the fat is the Lord's.
Everybody say it. All the fat is the Lord's.
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 He said the priest will burn it on the altar as a pleasing aroma to the Lord. All the fat talks about the excesses. If you ever know the physiology of animal, you know that fat is the extra. Fat is the extra, true or false? Read 17 again.
This is a lasting ordinance for the generations to come. Wherever you live, you must not eat any fat or any blood.
The ordinance for how many generations? The generation to come. And it is called a lasting ordinance that wherever you live, you shall not eat the fat. And he said the fat belongs to the Lord. The fat is the excesses, what you have above the basic need. It is for your work to the Lord. For the service you render to God. It is keeping in what work. And because the people of God have not cooperated with God, so that the excesses are true, they have reached a point, no more fruitfulness. And a man should ask, why would it be happy? It's not just success and work that makes you happy. It's your relationship with God that brings satisfaction. The fact belongs to God.
Everybody say it again.
The fact belongs to God.
The fact belongs to God.
The fact belongs to God.
There is a disease of the rich, and that disease is called obesity. It is because the extra that should have been used for service was simply invested in man. The extra is not for you. The extra is for service. The extra is for your fellow man. The extra is for the interest of God. And if it goes into that life, it makes you bad. Makes you untruthful. And if God loves you, God will cut. And one of the ways God cuts it is God will constantly bring what you should invest the extra in. When projects are coming, so people are being sent to go and pray the world, and they are standing up to give. God is trying to strip you of excesses in order to make you fruitful. Unfortunately, many believers have resisted. And brethren, that is one of the reasons why you were fruitful. As individuals, as a couple, even before I got married, I was giving 40% of my income to God. So it's after marriage, we continue from 40%. We continue from 40%. A simple lifestyle is a lifestyle that will lead to fruitfulness. It is because of the excesses, the extra that belong to God, that is being invested into man, that has led to the barrenness of many believers. In times of prosperity, a man is not permitted to increase his luxury, but his giving, his sacrifice to God. In time of prosperity, it is not permitted that a believer should increase his luxury. Prosperity should be seen in the life of a believer by his increased giving to God, not by his luxury. And that's where many believers have missed it. So there is a pruning process of God to lead to fruitfulness. And that transformation, the miraculous transformation that is needed in the life of people, is a detachment from material things so that their heart can say, my God will have the excess. When men have increased their luxury, they fatten themselves and they lose God. So the process of pruning comes in. Excesses are seasoned to deepen your relationship with God materially. By giving more and more to God, you deepen your relationship with God. That's one of the ways for spiritual maturity and fruitfulness. God pushes. God will move your heart to cut off the excesses. God will stay on their hearts and say, this excess is not for your project. For my project. It's for my interest. Go and look at all the people who are being fruitful. One of their characteristics is that they have tuned their heart to the purposes of God. And in days of abundance, they don't give themselves to luxury. One of their characteristics is a simple lifestyle. They don't give themselves to a suffering lifestyle, but their lifestyle is simple, characterized by no luxury. It is a perishing believer who gives himself to luxury. Any prosperity, any success that is not immediately followed by increased sacrifice ruins a man. It shapes and destabilizing a man's consecration. Increased prosperity, increased success, increased blessing must be followed by increased consecration. A wise person or the giver, that is God, should feast on the first fruit of the blessings. If you are wise, let God feast on the first fruit of your blessing. I am brethren, many of you don't know that secret. When I work with the government, any new salary increase meant that month I give it to God. It is called the first fruit. There is the first fruit when I start working. There is the first fruit when God takes me to another level. Many of you don't even know it. And you start wondering why you are not fruitful. It's because you are at bang. When the man begins to ask you whether he should be beside the mountain, after you have crossed the river of giving everything to God, he will never be tested in that direction. I was in the end. I will not enter into the cross. Leviticus chapter 19. A wise student, get it, brethren. A wise student who graduates from the university should give the first 1 year to God. A wise student who graduates from the university should give the first 1 year to God. It's the first fruit. He gives it to God. God will bless the many years. When everybody has a passion, I've graduated now, and for some people, they graduated and they have been looking for a job for 5 years.
Blessed the devil said, now that I'm free, this 1 year, God will have it. And why God is having it,
God will show you the next thing.
Leviticus 19, Moses 23 to 25. Everybody open there. Then you can read. I'm rounding up.
The rest starts of 19, from verse 23 to 25. And it reads, when you enter the land and plant any kind of fruit tree, regard its fruit as forbidden for 3 years. Consider it forbidden. It must not be eaten. In the fourth year, all its fruit will be holy, an offering of praise to the Lord. But in the fifth year, you may eat its fruit. In this way, your harvest will be increased. I am the Lord your God.
Hallelujah. The foolishness of God is wiser than the wisdom of man.
Who remember when we share this? If you remember when we share this, I'm ready. I hope it changed your life. Listen to what God said.
That when you enter the land, the first and you plant the tree, that the first 3 years, the fruit you look at it are forbidden. Test it. It will get right and fall. Get right and fall. Get right and fall. Get right and fall. And that was the fourth year, the whole year, everything goes to God. And that in the fifth year, once you are going to read the verse 25 again, you may eat it. And that if you do that, something will happen.
But in the fifth year, you may eat its fruit. In this way, your harvest will be increased. I am the Lord your God.
Hallelujah.
That the first year, just let it fall.
Just let it fall. For some people, even before they die, they eat.
They will come and eat when God has not ever tested. When nature has not tested. I don't want to enter into what we thought that is like it. But it says, before you test it, it belongs to the Lord for 1 year. And after you start testing it in this way, your harvest will increase. Why are we so wise? That we think that everything is for me, for me, for me. He's saying that when let everything go to God, be a fool in order to become wise. I've not seen great people try that. Because everybody is thinking about, hey, this is my business. This is my personal family house. This. And after that, I'm not nothing. Because we are forsaken the secret that he who put God first, God takes over. When God is put first, God takes over. And I've seen brethren in their businesses, they want to calculate to the extent of, I remember the telephone call, I remember even when my uncle visited, they put all those things, then subtract. And the tiny 10,000 shillings that remained, they said, well, God will have 900 shillings. I
as my tithe.
Then after I tithe, that's the level of your business. That's how
your mentality is. And there are very few people who say, I don't tell my workers, I'm not better off, therefore I'm not paid. Because it's a worker in your company. If God was a worker in your company, will you be telling God that there's no profit, therefore I'm not paying you? But God is in the home of the company. You eat before God eats, and after a time, you never eat out of it. Because God never ate. And when God has done it, God will never eat. I don't want to miss the level of the cross. But the proving through the suffering God lets you do. The shaping through the suffering God lets you do. But I have had one thing. The cutting off of excesses in order that you may be fruitful. And God does not do it to punish you. When God sees a man who has started becoming fruitful, God takes over to prove you. Pruning is a reward because you have started becoming fruitful. It's not a punishment. God is stripping you to a simple lifestyle, to a sacrificial giving. God is stripping you so that you become small. Your possession will be smaller and smaller and smaller in order that your investment in Him may become bigger and bigger and bigger. God strips you. Let you make a greater impact. Why is our ministry making an impact? The founder knew what sacrifice is. For us, but look at the generation of people have. It's like they say, Mary, I'll take you out. Have you ever gone to any place to eat pork? Mary started learning how to give pork when Mary has not learned how to give 1,000 shillings to God. Why don't you teach Mary how to give to God? By giving Mary the 10,000 shillings that come from you have eaten for the tea. And say, Mary, you can sacrifice for that project. Give 5,000. So Mary starts knowing that the elder brother, the elder sister, they are sitting proud in tears. Why are we introducing young one to worldliness? Somebody has never heard 50,000 shillings. You take a person to a hotel and you bring it for 100,000 shillings. And you don't know that you have dreamed the life of that person. You have dreamed the life of that person. What will you teach? How will you teach our children to be salvation? What will you do of this building? That man. He has saved money. He finally broke his study. I think he gave up to 500,000 children for this building. The shaping of the children. What a job. I see how his emblem for one convention. There was a thing he said. There was into a one convention. By training children to know what the priority is. I am very shocked when some brethren are telling me some of the places that we can go and eat. There's a place to eat. It frightened me. So they know any places that even ambassadors have gone. People have never in 100,000 shillings. No ambassadorial hotels. They know the taste of food in places that only presidential candidates go. In order to corrupt those who food for them. I hope you are not only to corrupt it. When my children begin to tell me, let's say that I don't know about fighting me, it's just sometimes when they shake. So they tell me, hey, this test like this. When you are telling me what? We teach children how to prioritize God because we teach them how to make God their only success. Because tomorrow, God will take them to heights.
It is this luxury, the spirit of luxury, that has spread all over the world among us that are finally in Jesus.
Faithful people, committed people, but internally immature because they don't know the secrets of internal maturity. When I will be talking to Jay, probably the first time to talk to her, I will talk with him about the cross. I will talk about the cross. There's a cross that shifts. I want to have more time with you, particularly the wife. Part of what I've got to do is their finances. So that when I go to the 28th, be one of those who tell me how to pay. Some of the ones, 27, I will stay in the house. 28, I will ask her, it hasn't come. I will tell them this money is 100%. You will say, you have to go to when you say, come Charlie, as the book, God does not pay for Jesus. You hate. And I will not be saying it to ask my wife how many times? 100%. And it's not after marriage. 100% of my salary went. Not because of what you do. One of the ways to disciple. I'm going to start this idea from tomorrow. And one of the ways I'm going to disciple him. Never disciple a person if both of you cannot count the money.
And by after you people count, you say there was 85,000. Why is it 83? And that's what all of us have seen, many of you. Jenny, can we then just branch here and give a piece of chicken? When it is your mother's money that you borrowed, you give a piece of chicken to Jenny. Mama, you go back. Mama, I don't even know. I think it got lost. You did not get lost. You wanted to show a girl that you can buy chicken for a girl, and that you are mature enough to buy chicken for a girl. Meanwhile, my baby still living in my mother's house. When we grew up, right in primary school, we left our mother's house. Our parents used to say that if you are a boy, at a certain age, at the age of job, we left the house. And in the evening, if you came to our compound, all the houses were iron sheets on top. We went and took tiny, tiny huts. And in the evening, we tell our parents we are away from our house. And because we're told that why should you stay with a woman and that the woman will fart at night? You don't want to fart with a woman. Then you gasp. And that's what we're being told. And say, you don't deny it. From the moment that you knew you were a boy, because there's an age that you don't know whether you were a boy or a girl. But John knows. So in the evening, we get up and we are going, and then we go. When you come and look at the huts, they are just sticks that have been put with grass put on top. That was our house. That's the mentality some of us grew up in. Mama, at midnight, I'm knocking the door. Mama, open the door, open the door. Whose door? And some of you, he has no house. No, he has a house now. Let's clap for him. I have a house. I went to his house. Where's your house?
To marry, to go,
and the next month, the landlord, pack your things. After you pack your things, you come and tell your wife, they have failed to pack your things. And a foolish girl, can you see, even some of them get a wife, they look like a person, I think I will marry this one, have you seen the nose? The nose is straight. It means that my children will have straight nose. Would that mean that straight nose?
Maybe it is this nose. That's why I want to marry.
When a boy cannot show you and say, come
and pass and see my house, or come and see my block of land, I have to sit down and get his son. That's one of the reasons why I decided I would announce his marriage. Because I decided I'm going to apply the law which I set, and that if a boy would not have 70%, and the money will be passed over, we are going to transfer it, and we say, you said the introduction is how much? 5 million. What is it? I called him. I said that I want the money transferred into my hands. So on the money day, we don't come here. I said, maybe my wife has not come. The men have refused because I did not, the man also, I did not take it. I said, brethren, please. And then people begin to pity you and start donating 500 shillings. You can't buy a bar of soap because you are using what politicians use so that they sympathize and you at the last minute. We will never sympathize. So at the last minute, we say, go there. You go there. The foolishness of the past is there. Number one, before you get married, you will show the account. You will tell us where the budget is. What is the budget? See, you are a big man. Are you not a big man? Are you a big man? Look at if you stand up, you are tall, you are handsome. If you say that your budget is 25 million, I say, Amen. Will I not eat the cake of at least 5 million? So you can pass up and say, the cake of my son was 5 million. Fine, let me test it. But if it's 25 million, it was 30 million.
We don't cook our program for people's pockets. That is a crime in the house of God. That is debt.
That's part of the pruning. Some people don't need to have to eat IT. There was a wedding we had here. Who attended a wedding here when the party was met here, we just distributed some little ticket away. Here. You were there, Moses? Yes. And it was my duty that carried them. Everything ended here. We blessed, and we just get bringing out almost such men like that. I must say, I'm praying that early next year you will not pass much. I'm looking for the wife. And if she will be as stubborn as you. Not a stubborn person. What is a stubborn, hardworking person? He can pull a woman out of bed and throw you out before you are lazy. And call me and say, finish. Can you imagine? I came back, she's sleeping, I left her sleeping, I came back, she's sleeping, and at night she's sleeping. Most people expect that at night she's not be sleeping. But you will not love football. Hallelujah. I have handled one thing with all of us. Fruitfulness through pruning. And pruning produces a man with a simple lifestyle that has separated himself of ourselves from all forms of luxury. Small, in order to become big. Somebody will need to monitor your wife. Who is this happening with your wife? Someone will need to monitor you. Someone will need to tie a cup on their face and put a muscle in your mouth so you don't look pop. You are the one deciding it. If you don't do that, I will cease him from your hand. Because one of the things that I did not want Joe and driving me around was that he would raise money to get married. Because he loved me, wanted to be driving me around. He just moved around in a fish. When he came for discipleship,
who you have known near the mouth to know what he heard before he came. And then took his ATM card. Keep John's ATM card. And put on you to set a financial goal. And if at the end of every month, 1 million have not come in, then you are a criminal for violating the name of God and proclaiming. Even if you are wrong, you are not a big man who is showing everybody that you belong to a ministry that teaches people how to send money. I wonder why your father gave you a car to drive around and own your car. If I had to tell your father, I would tell your father that you should start with the bicycle. Be driving all the cold part of the car to be paid for people. And grow up. Children who are given cars to drive around the land. That may be the reason why you do anything. I don't want to continue talking. They are having a family meeting. I don't understand. Brian, he will be accountable to you financially and will give you a sum of money every month.
So there's a girl waiting for you to get money. And part of the listing, why I stopped him from, did I tell you that I don't want you to be driving until you make money? Are you making it? Then why should I? At least I can have the comfort of somebody driving me. I want to see your prayer meeting, then I should see you at the bank going to deposit money.
If I don't look at me and think, the pastor, what has happened? I have not been a father. I should tell them that close your eyes. Because your pocket is empty. So close your eyes. Listen, brother. When I was talking about Paul, you think that has he not reached marital age? I need to know from Isaac if he is not telling me that he wants to get married. He may be hiding a wife somewhere. When we have young men. Young men who have been married at your age and young sister who are waiting for you, young boys, and they'll just make it as if they are still babies. And our sister are there waiting. And after a time, they start saying in this church, people don't get married. People don't get married because boys remain babies. They remain babies because they will not grow. And we should start bringing their nappies to church and send a message to their mothers. So, why is this one not growing?
Spiritual maturity will lead to big pockets. Spiritual maturity leads to big projects. Spiritual maturity brings you to a point that you can show what you are. I wish I could teach you people some of the things that will be important when you're young. Let us just start saying, I'm no longer being spiritual. Just say, Lord, thank you very much. Let's stand up to pray. I'm sure you're diabetic because there are certain things that are not going right.
You see Moses in the corner there. He has not told me about when he's getting married. And then one of the reasons I invited him that he should find time and come to meet me today. So he should tell me whether the wife is coming.
You want us to pray? Talk to God. Pray that you cooperate with God to succeed, to be pruned, to be pruned, to be pruned. To be prudent, you will not be scattered. Let's pray together.
Let's pray, Lord, prune us. Lord, prune us that we become more fruitful. Pray. Say, Lord, prune me, prune me. You know the things that have made me fat, too fat, so that I'm not fruitful I ought to be. Lord, prune me, oh God, and prune us, oh God, and prune.
the church, I'm through the sin in the ministry. Lift up your hand to the Lord. Say, Lord, perform the miracle of spiritual maturity in my life. Pray to the Lord. Say, Lord, perform this miracle in my life. I want to know maturity, oh God. Transform me in the inside that I will become mature. I want to be mature. I want to be mature. Oh God, perform that miracle. Say, Lord, I don't want to remain a baby for forever. Give me a breakthrough, oh God. Make me mature. Transform me, oh God, to be fruitful. Transform me to be fruitful. Transform me to be fruitful. And bless you upon that fruit.
Father, we bless you, oh God, because it is to your glory that we bear much fruit and show ourselves to be your disciples, oh God. Thank you for showing us the way of fruitfulness, oh God. The pruning, oh God, that you carry out in those that are producing fruit, oh God. Help each of us to desire to bear abundant fruit. And that we'll cooperate with you for the pruning process. We'll cooperate with you for that which you do. We'll cooperate with you by doing that which we must do in the area of sacrifice, so that we may be abundantly fruitful and bring glory to you. Perform that miracle in each of our lives, oh God, that our testimonies will change for the glory of your name. In Jesus' name, amen.
God bless you.